Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, JamJ. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include results from the baby Barkley, a new JMT FKT, and we are launching a new news show. Let's get into it. This lady surely needs to learn what the a mountain outhouse is, or for starters, an urban one. We simply had to cover this story as we've received a ton of messages from you about it. So, the mad pooper has apparently been soiling lawns all across Colorado Springs.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I came outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
This is such an odd tale and barely sounds believable. If anyone knows this poo monster, please get her in touch with the nearest outhouse. The 205-mile Tour de Giants, or Tour of the Giants, took place this past week, featuring a paltry 78,000 feet of climb out of Courmayeur, Italy in the Alps. A new course record was set this year by Javi Dominguez, who finished in 67 hours, 52 minutes. On the other hand, in the ladies' race, we saw the slowest winning time ever, as Lisa Borzani won in 89 hours, 40 minutes. American Joe Grant withdrew from the race after some severe foot pain caused him to push well beyond his limits to get to the 192-kilometer mark after 47 hours of moving. Killian the Great and Emily the Magnificent took home the top spots at the infamous Glencoe Skyline in Scotland. The 55-kilometer route fuses mountain running and alpinism to create an incredibly difficult event. Glencoe, if you remember, was subject to a prize money controversy when they originally offered more prize money for men versus women, but later equalized. A total of 220 men ran and 35 women. The baby Barkley took place in Frozen Head State Park, Tennessee, which as far as we can tell sticks mainly to the designated park trails over a 50-kilometer route with a few fun bits from the real Barkley thrown in, like rat jaw and testicle spectacle. Laz even lets participants drop down midway through to a marathon distance if they aren't tough enough. We also saw a report of a runner bringing a non-native breed of briars to plant on rat jaw. Holy shit! What if it reacts with the current briars to create a super Zord briar? This could get ugly, folks. Winning times this year were slow, with Scott Greger taking the win in 9 hours 28 minutes and Liz Canty for the ladies in 9 hours 59 minutes. These two will get a guaranteed spot in next April's Barkley Marathons. See you two there. Speaking of Barkley, two-time finisher Brett Mounty finished his first official non-Barkley 100-mile trail run at the weekend's Mogollon Monster 100 in Arizona, placing third behind winner Michael Whiskeyman Versteeg. Three dudes went under the previous course record on a slightly modified fire course. Adela Salt smashed it for the ladies with a winning time of 27 hours 45 minutes. No woman has yet to go sub 24. Speaking of 24, the 24-hour national championship played out at the North Coast 24 in Ohio. Harvey Lewis is your 2017 champ with 142 miles, while Tara Langdon won for the ladies with 131 miles. A total of 131 runners recorded mileage this year, with 30 tallying at least 100. Run Rabbit Run has announced what they are calling the largest prize purse in ultra running to be paid out in next September's 100 miler. They already have had a $65,000 prize purse according to the Bunny Meter, but the additional $100,000 purse will work a little bit differently. The scheme involves persons or companies purchasing one of 10 team spots to compete for the $100,000 prize purse. Pick three runners to race the 100 miler, of which at least one has to be a man and one a woman. Lowest combined time of your fastest male and female gets the prizes paid out in this fashion. First team gets $50,000, second team gets $20,000, third team gets $15,000, fourth gets $10,000, fifth gets $5,000, and sixth gets $3,000 for a grand total of, let me do the math here, $103,000, so I guess the total should reflect $168,000 in prize purse, surpassing even Run Rabbit's own estimates. Where things get weird here is the slots can be leased, contracted, shared, or sold upon purchase. Runner spots don't need to be named until September 1, so question is, will some entities purchase these slots and then hire the best runners to race? And will the athletes themselves get the prize money, or will the slot owners take a cut for themselves? We'll be sure to follow up as this Vegas-style betting ring develops over the next year, and update if and when the slots are sold, bought, leased, or contracted. Yay? Darcy Africa sets a new FKT on the John Muir Trail in a bit under 3 days, 8 hours, which is a new women's best by 12 hours and just shy of the overall. Really looking forward to see what Francois does out there soon. In more FKT news, Megan Hicks attempted another Nolan's 14, but failed this time around due to shitty weather. For all you Nolan's attempters, just a pro tip, you might want to stick to the August time window as September up there can turn pretty nasty. Hicks is now seeking recommendations for a fall/winter epic to utilize her current level of fitness. Nick Petitella, who was out there on course with Megan, did, however, from what we can tell, finish Nolan's this year after what we think were a couple attempts this summer. Congrats, dude. Looking across to California, it's finally time for Andrew Golick, winner of the Ultimate Direction FKT grant program, to begin his Norman's 13er journey. He sets off September 22nd and will have a spot tracker live online. This will be a supported attempt and the first of its kind. Stay tuned for a recap next week, as this should get interesting with snow already falling in the High Sierras. Again, pro tip, y'all. Why are you waiting until mid to late September for these high-altitude FKTs? The World Mountain Running Association is getting with the times and equalizing men's and women's prize money. Kudos to you guys, but come on, what took y'all so long? Now about those Junior Mountain Running Championship race distances. Let's get those evened up as well. Western States 100 announced the 2019 qualifying races and posted them to their website. According to race director Craig Thornley, you can now choose from 128 races worldwide to qualify for a lottery spot. That number is just slightly lower than the number of lottery spots available. Qualifying period begins November 6th of this year and extends to November 4th, 2018. We are still awaiting an official announcement on 2018 golden ticket races. Lord balls? We now go live to 2016 UBODI winner, Gary Robbins, who is bringing us a report of quite possibly the world's newest mountain outhouse.
Outhouse Nation, Gary Robbins coming at you not live from Whistler, British Columbia, standing in front of the world's newest mountain outhouse. It is not yet complete. It was heli dropped just hours ago. I ran into the builders, happened to know them. They said, do not drop a deuce. It's not quite complete, but it will be very soon. And I'm standing just down from Rainbow Mountain and Rainbow Glacier, which is the high point on the Whistler Alpine Meadows 55 kilometer race happening this Saturday, September 23rd. Subtle plug, Jared Campbell's gonna be here. Bromance of the year, that's right. Just imagine Jared right there under my arm, broing it out at the newest mountain outhouse in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Thanks to all of your amazing support over the last year plus of this show, we are extremely excited to announce that we are launching a second show of this show. While this shitty outhouse program focuses on the wonderful world of trail and ultras, the Best Run News Show will deliver all the top news in road, track, and trail right to you every single week. The first three editions of this show, which were filmed over a month ago, will be going live soon with a fresh episode dropping next week and beyond. Check it out and let us know what you think. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or thoughts on the new Rabbit Cup, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Still here? Support this show by becoming a Patreon supporter and directly help the weekly creation of this show. You'll have first dibs at purchasing each week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses as a bonus. Peace, y'all.